Blog Talk Radio.
A Blog Talk Radio. I love that woman. She's so great. Now, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. And this is the Rad Reality Show, where we bring reality TV and so much more. You know, we are more than a reality talk show. We are a real-life talk show. And we bring you real-life stories, too. And tonight we're going to talk about a couple that I want to address later on down the road. But to kick it off, let's kick it off with one of the new judges on American Idol. And the other night I saw it performed on Jimmy Fallon's show, and it brought back good memories of my high school life. I'm going to start out with a little monologue. And first of all, I want to say this. I'm going to get on the phone and call Missy after the show. What the fuck? Missy, doing a show at the same time as mine? She knows I'm on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. We go back probably the farthest together. Okay, so anyways, yeah, I'll have to get on Missy's case that she's doing the show at the same time. Hey, are you guys shocked that Regis is leaving live? I cannot believe Regis is going to leave live. I mean, what is it? Did Kelly finally run him off? Or does he really want to spend time with his wife? I don't know, but I bet you in a few weeks we'll hear Regis find a new job. Maybe we'll have the return of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But Regis, there's no way Regis is not going to work anymore and spend time with his wife. I can just see it. I bet his wife is going to want him to go, too, because now he's going to be watching every move she spends. So that's what I have to say about that. Second of all, Yeah, man, what is up with all the snow? The snow is going crazy. I mean, we're supposed to have snow again tonight. So, I mean, come on. I'm tired of the snow. Anyways, I'm going to try to start doing this a little bit more. Tonight, I'm just not, I just have nothing in my head. Wait, I never have anything in my head. So, but anyways, I want you guys to call into the show because I got a game to play. And if you want to play a game, it's going to be a new game. It's called Jail or Not Jailed. So I have this game. We're going to play it. Jail or Not Jail. But let me first introduce my sidekick for tonight. That's what she is. It's Miss Cherry Garcia.
Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Hey, Cherry. Cherry is my Andy Richter. She's down here at the end of the table. One thing I do want to say is I'm so sorry that we don't have no guests again tonight. I had a busy day. But we will be getting the guest lineup going. And I'm kind of holding back a little bit just in case I get caught off. So I'm kind of going through a different stage, and we're going to still get guests and everything. So I'm sorry that we don't have one tonight, but I'm working on one for Sunday that will blow your socks off. But so, Cherry.
I've been called a lot of things, Ron, but never Andy.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Conan?
Yes, I do.
You know what? I was going to use this in the monologue, and I didn't totally forget. It kind of busted on me, but me and Liz, when we were talking about it. But, you know, it's funny. Oprah leaves to start a network. We have Larry King, who quits, you know, and now Regis. I bet you any money Conan quits again, too. I mean, come on. It has to be coming up again, or TBS is going to fire him or something. I mean, but no, I'm not going to screen your call. What? Yeah, Conan. Yeah.
You think he would quit?
Yeah, he needs to retire now too. I'm joking. I'm not
I know.
About that.
I know. They might put him in place. They might put him in Regis's place.
Nah, I don't know. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think this is Ben or Panther. Let's see. Let's guess. 603.
I say Ben.
Is it Ben or is it Panther? Do. I think it's Ben too. So
you should ask your psychic.
She's not on the phone line tonight.
The psychic.
Corey's gone somewhere. So, hey, Ben, are you going to play Jail or No Jail?
I would love to play Deal
play...
or No Deal.
No, it's Jail or No Jail.
Oh, screw that.
Okay. You ready? We're
going to
let Ben
go ahead,
play. Yeah. We got to talk to Ben. What?
Easy question.
We'll start out really simple. Let's see if he can get this. Okay. The first one, I think he's going to get real simple. And everything. Ready?
Yep.
Adam the Baller, is he jailed? Or, he doesn't have to be in jail now, but he has to be in jail. Like, you know what I mean? Jailed or no jail?
I'm going to go with jailed.
Right. He's been jailed. How about Richard Hatch?
No longer jailed. Oh, wait. Oh, crap.
You know, I think he's back in there, actually.
Yeah, I think he
I think
just
I read
went
somewhere.
Back in. I'm going to go with jail.
Yeah, but he's been jailed.
And besides,
right.
He's working for Donald Trump now, so he's jailed no matter what.
Okay, here's one. Cowboy Michael Ellis.
No jailed.
Right. At least I don't think Cowboy's ever been in jail. I can't picture Cowboy being in jail.
No, I cannot.
At least TMZ has never said anything.
I know. They're waiting, too. They're waiting to pounce on
Nick Hogan. Jailed or no jailed?
Jailed.
That's right. Do you remember what it was for?
Vehicular manslaughter.
Ooh. Jennifer Lopez. Jailed or no jailed?
Ooh, that's a good question. Jennifer Lopez in jail is kind of an intriguing picture in itself. I'm going to go with no jail, though.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever been in jail. Again, some of these people might have been in jail a long time ago, but we just didn't know about it. Wesley Snipes, jailed or no jailed?
Jailed and jailed again.
You know what? You know what? The funny part about it is I don't remember him going in jail, so I guess I was asleep that day.
Maybe, or that week.
Okay, I got two more. You ready? Two more.
Yep.
Ron Rad, jailed or no jailed?
I'm going to go with no jailed.
That's right. Never
awesome.
Jailed. But he does like handcuffs if you're a woman.
Yeah, I know. Corey's told me stories.
And now here's the last one. Fabio, the winner of Survivor, jailed or no jailed?
Jailed.
That's right.
Really? That was just a guess. Oh, my God.
That's right. And
he really is
jailed? Just got let out on bail.
What did he
do? And he had the money to do it.
He got arrested yesterday.
He got arrested
yesterday.
He did
have the money to get out.
Yep.
What, do you have $1 million bail?
Did you guys all hear about that?
No,
and,
I was just guessing. I mean, you threw a random one at me. I figured it had to be a jail.
Yeah, so,
what
yeah.
Did he beat up?
He didn't beat up nobody. It was under the influence. I think while skateboarding.
No.
Yeah, and he was high skateboarding, I think. That's what it was. And then it looks like by the TMZ article, he went to jail, gets out, gets in a limo, and pops some more stuff.
Well, yeah. He's got $1 million.
Hey, I want to bring Paul up into this conversation. Paul, what do you think about that? Fabio.
Sorry. Are we talking about Survivor Fabio?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought, until right now, I thought you were talking about the real Fabio. Are you
the butter one?
No,
I said butter.
I said Survivor Fabio.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Wow.
He was on a skateboard at noon in Santa Monica. They said he was acting strangely. Which
That's
one is he?
Bobby.
When isn't he acting strangely?
I know. What the hell?
But apparently he had a previous DUI and was on probation.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I forgot about that.
And so he had a $37,000 bail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 37 grand.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? You know what I was told? I heard that he bought him off of Adam.
Oh no!
That's a long.
Dude, if that's the case.
Coast to coast,
you
by.
You brought his name up, but I was already thinking that way. But she made me realize that I should do that joke.
Poor
Tommy.
You didn't include me in this game.
Because I wanted only one person to do it. You can play next time.
Oh, I mean,
we
as far
other
as
games.
Ask-
Yeah, I know.
Ask,
we'll do this
Paul
again.
No.
Asking the jail or no jail question.
About Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. With all his gangster background.
Because you're not famous.
I'm going to say, of course Paul's famous.
Okay. I'm not famous either. I was just joking.
You are.
Nah.
Yeah.
I deny it. Who I was going to put in it? And for the next game, I'm going to do some research on it. But I wanted to know if Natalie from Big Brother 10 has ever been jailed. Because I thought she would probably be in jail for lying. You know, must have lied and got caught.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean Big Brother 11?
11.
Natalie or Natalie?
Did I say 10?
Oh,
yeah, I meant 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet
Rodriguez.
9 has been... I bet 9 has been in jail too, but I won't say why.
yeah, I'm going to go with that.
But
wait, yeah, anybody that gives
surprised.
A shit, my answer is Paul, jail or no jail, jail.
Yeah.
Was it the RICO Act that got you?
No.
Do we get to hear the story behind that, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, I know why Paul is in jail, because he lives in Minnesota, and he's a Vikings fan.
I'm self-jailed, staying indoors. It's already 9 below right now. Anyway,
Sweet. No,
this was back in my drinking days, and it actually led me to being forced into treatment and getting sober. But,
I was supposed
to spend 3 days in jail, but thank God they had too many people that weekend, and they bumped me out the next morning.
God. I couldn't even imagine staying in a Minnesota jail.
You know what, Paul? I'm glad you told that story on the air because, it's stuff like this. When I created the show, and I said this tonight in the beginning, is these stories are what I wanted to talk about sometimes. I didn't want to do a show that was 100% about reality TV. And right now, reality TV is kind of like on a little hiatus. Most of the shows are, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm not paying attention to The Bachelor. I just don't have no desire to watch this Brad guy. The Biggest Loser, I just haven't been able to catch up with. So there's not much reality that I'm able to catch up with right now. There's some I'm going to watch, this is something I wanted to talk about. So I'm going to skip the subject that I was going to talk about and go to this one real quick. Did you hear about the little girl that is 4 years old and she had, breast cancer. It was breast cancer. Let me go back to the article and make sure I got it, what cancer she had. Because I heard about it today, and I couldn't watch it, the story, because it just brought tears to my eyes. And, breast cancer survivor at 4 years old. I mean, have you ever heard that before, guys?
No.
And it's so sad to me.
That is sad.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense. I mean, cancer can hit anybody.
Those are the hard ones to take. That's like, the 9-year-old in Tucson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is one of the survivor people helping her out?
No, she's a survivor of the, meaning
oh, okay.
she like,
okay.
you know, she, yeah, I read it today. I didn't read it today. I saw it on the Today Show or one of those shows in the morning, and they showed it, and I couldn't get myself to watch it when I heard just the prelib of the story because it's made me so sad as a person, just to hear it. And then I was looking up AOL before the show and everything, and I saw it again, and I wanted to bring it out here, stuff like that just makes me want to, pray even more, for the people in the world that we don't even know about and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Hey, Cherry, let's go to you real quick. Do you have any stories that you want to bring up that is real-life people that maybe you heard about on the news today or the past couple days?
It's Dr. Cherry, isn't it?
Paul.
Is it Nurse Cherry? I like Nurse Cherry.
No, it's Doctor.
It is
Doctor. Doctor Internet Cherry.
Please, no.
So, getting back to the question.
Well, I've been following the story on Nancy Grace about the little girl in Texas that's missing. So I guess that's one of the stories that I've been keeping up with lately. Her name is Haley Dunn, And she's been missing now since 2 days after Christmas. And it's another one of those cases where she's 13 years old and just disappeared, you know, into thin air. And they're focusing on her mother's boyfriend, but nothing has come about so far. And they've got all kinds of people down there looking, but nothing so far. So, you know, that's another thing just to say a prayer for, that they find that little girl. There's just so many bad things out there in the world right now that, you know, are scary. And you watch these things on TV, and, you know, you think it's never going to happen to you. But, you know, people in a little bitty tiny town down there in Texas, you know, it's happened to them. And they never thought it was going to happen to them either, but it did. And, you know, it's just a scary world we live in right now. So,
Paul or Ben, you guys got something?
Well, on a positive note, I guess, you hear the story about the, I think she was from somewhere in New York City.
The stolen baby.
This little girl had been snatched when she was like 3 weeks old, and just was reunited with her birth mother after 23 years.
I read that one too, and cool. And that was actually one of the other stories on. I have a tendency to wake up and watch
Show. That is so creepy, and I know we're behind in the or a delay to the chat room, but you see, Lisa just typed the same thing that I.
Huh.
That's funny.
Well, how about all the
Paul? I found our psychic. I found our psychic, Lisa. There she is. That's our psychic. I'm trying to keep up with you guys' chat. My eyes are kind of a little rough tonight, so sorry. And there's no fonts that's going to help me. It's blurred. But I, you know, just to let you guys know who's in there. I do see Freaky Mama's in there.
Yes, Freaky Mama's joined.
So give her a little shout out. But she has no sound, so she can't hear us. So, Freaky Mama, you have no sound, so you can't hear me.
that was worth the effort.
Okay. Hey, Freaky Mama, I gave you a shout out already once, twice, three times, so I'll do it one more time now that you got sound. Still, Ben, do you got anything over there, bud?
I was going to switch back to Fabio for a second. I mean, he's had a rough month with the DV and all, but what the hell's with all the gay porn?
I saw that, too.
What?
You didn't see Fabio doing the gay porn? He's running around in his tidy whiteys with a bunch of little teenage boys in their underwear?
Oh, my God.
No.
That's
yeah,
really
it's
disturbing.
The movie that was just released.
Seriously disturbing shit, let me tell you.
Are you talking Fabio, the Survivor guy?
Yeah.
I was trying to wash my eyes out for an hour after it. I had to watch it. It was like a bad accident. You kind of got to look. And then I was like, oh, I wish I hadn't looked. That was really weird and creepy. And just, you have to go see it. It's I don't even understand it. It's like some kind of horror film, but it's just all the boys are running around in their underwear. And I'm like, what is this? You know, what happened to Fabio? You know, it almost looks like it's before Survivor.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Before Survivor.
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Nightmare Mansion.
All I can say is, Chase, I'm so sorry you didn't win now.
What?
I said, Chase, I'm so sorry you didn't win.
Oh yeah, okay.
I feel bad now. I really am. I'm gonna have to write him and apologize that he lost. My gosh.
The guy that writes this thing says that it's called Nightmare Mansion. He says the subtitle of the film is a supernatural thriller for girls, but after watching the trailer, I can tell you honestly, it was made for gay guys for sure.
It's got to be, because, I mean, well, now that I think back on the clip that I saw, maybe it is for girls, but it looked pretty gay to me. You know, nothing against gay people or anything. It's just what happened, Fabio? You know, what are you thinking? You know? Odd.
Just a little. I hope everything went. Or hope everything is okay. It looks like Freaky Mom had an accident today. It sounds like no damage, and she's okay. But well, I just wanted to make sure we say, you know, I'm glad you're okay.
Somebody type it for her.
Oh, she's hearing it now.
No, she can hear now.
You're still getting snow?
Wait, I'm trying to think of something that we were going to talk about, but somebody called in.
I have to
in.
Talk about this because I've been wanting to ask you. I asked you in Nikki's chat room, but you didn't see it apparently or respond to it. I want to hear what
you
think.
Yeah, I did. I asked you if he's the new defensive coordinator.
Oh, no. Okay. I saw that now that I remember it. No, he's linebacker coach and assistant head coach.
Okay.
Mike Singletary is who we're talking about.
You guys know where to get the good players from. I mean, the coach. So that's all I can say.
I'm just wondering if you're going to kind of be a Minnesota Vikings fan now.
I've really never been a hater of the Vikings.
Okay.
Vikings are cool.
The Vikings are okay. I mean, I cheered for them when Gary Anderson missed the kick to the left. Right, I can't remember which one.
You know how to bring up the most painful moments in our history, don't you?
Yeah, but I cheered for him that day, and I felt bad.
That one day. That only day.
You know what? I always cheer for the teams in our conference because I want them to go to the Super Bowl. But I am not going to cheer for the Cheeseheads. Not at all.
No.
Even if they go to the Super Bowl, they lose. Oh. Let's we got a call. I don't feel like screening tonight, so we're just gonna go co-cut. 781.
Hi, Ron. Anne-Marie from Baltimore.
Hey, Blast from the past.
How are you, Anne-Marie?
Hey, hi guys. You sound wonderful.
And I'm not okay. I sound good because I fake it.
You sound better the last time. You sounded a little out of it.
I'm faking it.
No, you sound great.
Why aren't you in the chat room?
I can't get on. We had to clean my computer, and it won't let me in of it. I've been listening. I'm on. I wanted you to know I'm on. I listen to you, but I can't get in there.
Okay. That's good to know. We miss you.
Yeah, I'm always trying to get in. I don't know why when I go to log in, it won't let me log in.
You may have
Do
to
you
set
try
up a new
your
account.
Facebook name? Have you tried your Facebook name?
Not lately,
maybe try
no.
Because sometimes your Facebook, you can log in through your Facebook name. And it might be easier.
Well, I'll try it, but I heard you talking to your sports.
Are you seeing the chat room but not able to chat?
No, you know what? I left the living room, so my son's playing with all his gadgets he got.
Several people are saying hi to you. Jody, hey. Christina, Freaky Mom, Lisa.
Everybody wants you to know that they're all saying hi.
Oh, I'll go be going back out there. I just didn't want to. I make so much talk that they're always telling me, be
okay.
quiet.
That's why I asked if you were in the chat, so because people were saying hi.
Yeah
we don't want none to happen like on Missy's and Chelsea's show. I'm out of the phone! Sorry.
That was it. We're getting ready for a storm up here.
Another one.
We are too.
Oh, it's something. You too?
We just had it last night.
Some ice. No,
tonight. Oh, it's something. I'm getting tired of being so cold.
Well, you ain't
today we
nothing
had about
yet.
51. We were 51 tonight. Today. I was
oh, that's great.
It was not bad today. But it was hard.
I'll take your snow over our temperatures.
Yeah, we're getting Paul's weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
I was listening to the things I haven't listened to on Superfast, and I heard you talking with Natalie. She sounds like she's doing good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, well, we're 10 below
favorite.
Right now, so if we're 10 below now, it's probably going to hit 20 below by tomorrow morning.
Sweet.
I thought I was cold at 4 degrees.
Oh, it was 18 degrees here.
Oh, that sounds heavenly.
You know what? It was 51 here.
We heard it already.
You.
But it's supposed to drop again.
Probably going
to
tell us it's 75 in L.A. I don't want to hear that shit.
Me neither.
That's what they said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but L.A. is having hell. My brother's out there. The rain and the mud. Oh, he's being tortured. It's costing the insurance. It's just, it's sad. Then they went to fix something in his house, and they drilled a hole in the wrong pipe, and then they want him to pay to fix it.
Oh, man.
And if he goes to get a lawyer, he has to wait to get it fixed. So it's one thing after another. So you have to really feel bad when you read these stories about people in these tragedies, because it costs them a gosh darn fortune, even when they have insurance.
Oh, yeah. Only covers 80%.
Oh.
At best.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for a lot of people. But, Joe, Ron, I heard your voice and you sound so good, and I heard Paul and everybody talking. I said, well, let me go make a call. I haven't talked to them for so long.
True, I'm glad.
Yeah, I was starting to worry about you, actually.
I've sent you hellos. I send you, hey, how you doing?
I know, but I
hear you on your voice and on the air is what he's saying, I think.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true. You do need my voice.
Plus, My Facebook can get loaded up within, like, if I post a status lately, and I'm not complaining about it, I'm just saying I miss people and everything, so, and I appreciate it, and everything, so. Well, Anne-Marie, it was nice hearing from you.
Oh, it was nice talking to you guys, and everyone have a nice and safe night.
You too, Anne-Marie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Paul. Bye,
bye.
All.
Okay, I'm going to just mute you. Oh, Jerry, come back. Oh, sorry, Jerry. Wait. Okay, our next subject is going to be, first, I want to play a song because I want to get my notebook up here and see what I had planned, but I'm going to do just a quick drop, I think. And I want to do one of my old favorites. This one right here.
It's going to be the Bears again.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from season 10 and season 11, the person America loves to hate. Number one in your programs and number two in your hearts, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders. And I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Hey, house guest. Wait, I can't do it. I'm going to do my road.
Try.
I just couldn't think of anything funny. I was going to say, Hey, Rad Reality Show. This is the... I wish this oxygen would make me talk funny.
I was going to say, you got to get a little helium.
What?
Mix in some helium.
But let me do this real quick. And I don't think got theme music yet for it. I need to start. I'm going to work on some theme music. I should have uploaded that today. There was a song I saw that would have been perfect for the theme music of what I'm about ready to do. Let me see if I can find something funny. Anyways, here, I got something. Right here.
each other something. Walking down the aisle was tough, but now I know it's not enough.
I want to be at home.
I ask the Lord into my heart. That...
Okay, it's time for What's Up with Ron Rad and His Health Condition, because I get asked 100 times a day, how am I feeling, and what's going on, and what's the new updates. So here's your guys' opportunity to hear it. Okay, first of all, we haven't heard from Atlanta, but we do know that last week they said, you know, maybe this week we should hear from them. They were waiting on one report, I believe, and everything. So I'm going to call my brother tomorrow and see if he will call over to the doctor and see if they heard anything yet. So that's the first thing. Second thing, am I feeling better? Yes or no? No, it's the same. I've, you know, been, you know, today was my first day out and about. I was able to get, I did go out, and I feel like it was a successful trip. I did have some breathing issues because of my nose, but, you know, through the oxygen and everything, so I got to figure out something, so I need to talk to my doctor when I go see him next week, just the local one, if I don't get to Atlanta before then. But overall, it's pretty much the same situation. It's just holding on, and I'm not going to go into too much details, but just keep me in your prayers still. And I did get my bill and almost had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
You know, not really. I mean, the bill was huge. What I'm trying to say, I was like, oh, my gosh. Me and Cherry played a game with it. I said, guess how much it was. And she started low, and then she went high. And then I said, you're right between now.
Yeah, he made me guess his hospital bill.
Nice.
But I actually had two bills and everything. So, but everything's just going good. And, I mean, I feel like, you know, it's going to be a slow process. I mean, I know it's not going to happen overnight. And
you're trying to be patient, and all your fans are getting impatient.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay calm. I do realize something, and this is something I want you guys to think about. And I kind of want to say I'm sorry to some of you guys that probably have done this to. But today I went to this thing and we talked about stress. And today when I was driving, I noticed when I stress nowadays, my eye does get more blurry. So I think sometimes when I'm in the show even, that second one is closer, Lisa. It's when I stress, it gets worse because Cherry, you tell them what we were talking about the eye. I think that's something I'd like to address the room.
Well, Ron has lost some of the sight in his right eye due to the stroke. And when he gets upset or stressed, his heart rate, I believe, goes up, and he feels like he loses even more of the sight than he already has. It gets worse at times.
Yeah, it gets
and
more
he
pressure.
Feels it happens when he's in those high stress times. He is actually seeing that he loses even more sight in that eye during high stress times. And he can't see, you know, like as much of the chat room or as much of anything out of that right eye when he's very stressed. And I think what it is what little blood flow he does have going to that eye now after the stroke is getting constricted because of his, you know, his high heart rate. And it's cutting off even more blood flow. And
really, it's heart. It's probably not heart rate. It's probably my heart pressure.
Right, pressure.
Yeah.
Let me clarify.
In my heart. In my heart. Not my blood pressure. In the heart pressure.
Oh.
Because
okay.
There's a difference.
Let me pipe in here. He found out he's always had good blood pressure, you know, the normal way they take it. But when he was in the hospital, they actually are able to take the blood pressure near his heart. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, like when they did the catheter, they what they do is somehow or another they throw the dye and they show how much pressure. I can't remember how he dealt with, but
right.
Yeah, it's something that happened when they
anyway,
did the catheter.
What I am still waiting in my head to be clarified with, when you say that it's getting blurrier, are you talking about your good eye or your bad eye?
The bad eye. My bad eye, what I've noticed is I get more pressure in the eye, I think, too. You know what I mean? And I get the headaches, and I'm starting to, you know. And the thing is, like, today, it's something that I need to, I'm going to address when I go see the next doctor, you know, and everything, because I could tell that, one thing I am going to start doing is meditating a little bit more, but not really meditating, but more like a prayer meditation.
Right.
And,
what I was going to say. It's kind of, in a way, a gift to have that indicator for you. It is letting you know that you are a little too stressed and you need to somehow find a way to calm yourself down. Now, there are lots of different ways to do that, and meditation is certainly one of those ways. So I think that is a positive way to look at it, that you now know when you need to take a moment and find a quiet place in your mind and your heart and everything like that, and calm down.
Breathe.
And, right.
Breathe in my nose, out my nose. In deep, take deep breaths. Breathe one. Out one. Breathe in two. Out two. Okay, sorry.
No, but you know what I'm getting at, though, Ron?
Yeah. I thought I did that pretty good, actually. Yeah, I get you,
that was
Paul.
Good.
Okay, let's move on to our next subject. And our next subject is, you know, Simon who?
Who?
Really? Thank you. Is that all you
Simon,
wanted to say? Because I will pipe in now and talk about that.
No, I want to say one more thing. Let me address it, and then you guys can pipe in after I address. For the past two nights, totally did not miss Simon Cowell. I totally didn't miss it. First of all, Steve Taylor is one freaking funny man. And he makes me crack up laughing. And I love the chemistry between Randy Jackson and the two new judges. And Jennifer Lopez is just, okay, never mind.
I don't care what she says.
What more needs to be said?
She could just stand out there and look pretty to me. But, but you know what? They really have been good judges. And I've noticed they have sent some weak characters back to over to L.A., Hollywood. But I think they're giving them a chance to maybe help them for they can maybe come back, because I did see a little potential. Like the one with the stars. I don't understand why they sent her. And But
all right.
Okay, Paul,
tell me
I know
this.
You're
first
dying
all,
to chop in.
Kudos to you, Ron, when you said, you know, these two new judges may be a lot better because they are in the business, and you called it. I think that is so true. The next thing is, I thought I had heard somewhere that one of the new formats is like Steven Taylor will be kind of mentoring. Is that right? Have you heard that? When they go, like, they get to Hollywood, he's actually, you know, the judges will actually mentor them? Is that something I heard, or?
Certain ones.
I haven't heard
not
that.
All of them. I heard that somewhere too, but not that they're all going to be mentored, but some of them, some of the select ones may get a little extra coaching.
But
I think one of the funniest things. Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead. You go first.
One of the funniest things that I think he said last night was the one guy that started singing, and he asked him, "Did you eat a lot of paint chips as a kid?"
Yeah. I knew you. Oh, I love that. That was going to be my.
Me. I
Which
lost
one was
it.
That?
Then he broke up big stuff. Remember, he broke up a big heavy hitting song. That guy was great, man. They should have put him.
You
through.
Eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid.
My husband and I just lost it, man. It was out of nowhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I liked the one time I can't remember exactly the quote of what he said to her. Said to dog, Randy Jackson. But he looked over to him and he goes, "Now I see why they call you the dog."
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or, you know, it was funny, too. I can't remember the line, but... But, yeah, I mean, really, I really was impressed with the judges, and Lisa makes a good point. Let's wait to see I think we should wait to see where, I think we can go before the top 10 even, but let's see where we can go with who they put into the categories where we vote for them, you know, and we eliminate them, because I think lots of times the fans screw it up in Hollywood when we vote. Or, you know, after they narrow it down and they have, like, the 12 guys and 12 girls and we get rid of, you know, like, 4 people, that's when we screw it up because we let one person in that shouldn't be in there.
True.
And,
that's true.
And I'll name some names, but I don't want to do that because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings from past seasons. But there's a couple people that I don't think would have made it that far if it wasn't for fans, you know, trying to, you know, be idiots.
Okay,
so,
I have another question. One from last night's
show. One question a day, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know I'd reached my limit. I would have been more, you know. They did have somebody audition, a youngster audition, and said, "This is the first 15-year-old. And it was like, okay, so they lowered it to 15, but I never heard the upper limit. What range are they taking? Because tonight I did see one that they showed was 28, and I think it used to be like 16 to 26 or something like that.
Yeah, it is 28. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
That 28 is the limit, though. Somebody was 29 that tried to get on, but they got kicked off.
I want to say this, though. I want to say this about the lower age. I heard the 15-year-old, he was good. Good night, Christina.
Hi.
I heard the 15-year-old, and he was good. But I think 15-year-old's too young, and I think they need to raise it. I think they should raise it to 18, and have a little older, like 30.
Yep.
You know, 30 might be too old too, but I don't want them to. We can't have babies up there. And I mean babies in the sense of, like, you know, the kids always seem to crack in pressure. And they never will get in. And they're not our idols, in my opinion.
Well,
I mean,
when they get to the final...
Wait, time out. Okay, this would be good. Paul, you missed it. Tuesday night, me and Michelle, we debated the new form, you know, new judges, and everything. This would be a good debate.
This would be a good debate.
Yeah, because what I was getting ready to say is people like Justin Bieber, or whatever his freaking name is, How old is he?
11.
I mean, isn't he
12?
Like...
He'll be 12 in May.
I mean, is he American Idol? Is he...
No, he's Canadian.
I mean... Shut up, man. Is he really Canadian?
He really is Canadian, yeah.
Okay, my point is...
I'm ashamed I know that.
Is he an idol? Is he an idol? Is he an idol? Is he really an idol?
He is now.
Yeah, I know where your thought is going. I guess it depends on the, you know, who's the audience, who's buying. I mean, I would not think that, but, you know, I come from a different era, you know.
So who do you gear the idol to? Do you gear the idol to, you gear it to a 10-year-old to probably 18-year-old female?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 12 to 20.
Well, here's my problem with it. When they get to the, if they make it to the end, the teenagers and the teeny boppers are going to have their little fingers voting, and anybody else that's competing against them aren't going to have a chance against that age group voting when you consider all of that age group has cell phones and they can vote like none of us can. And they are just going to, you know, anybody in that 15-year-old age group, if they make it to the finals, to that final 12, they are going to have almost an unfair advantage when it comes to voting because that age group knows how to get those votes in there like crazy. And I think it's just going to take off from there, and they're going to be voted in every single time.
And that will keep the, you know, that portion of the audience, TV watching audience, going. But it's, you know, the goal in my mind is to find a Carrie Underwood type of, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, is okay? Carrie Underwood is an idol, okay, and she it was successful, okay? But then we had Taylor Hicks, who... you know,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, no, you know what? I saw him on a parade this year, and, I mean, he is still around, but yeah, I mean, was he really an idol?
No, you know, you asked the question, who do you... would you consider an American Idol? He's outside of that description for me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, here's another question, and I'll be totally honest with you. I've only heard the one song, I think, that is played on a commercial, Baby, Baby, or whatever that song is, by Justin. So here's my question for us, more mature people in the house. I mean, do we really think Justin is a singer, or is he just candy for the girls and the young wannabe, or you know what I mean?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. I'm asking you guys and the people in the chat room, is he really a singer? You guys can call in and chime in on this, too. I mean, can he really sing? In my opinion, I don't know. I mean, I've heard a little bit of him, but, I mean... I
haven't heard much.
Now,
Lisa.
She said...
Leif Garrett was her idol when she was young, and she really wanted him to be her first. Dodge that bullet.
Isn't he in Celebrity Rehab or something?
Yeah, along with another American Idol from the past, David Cassidy.
Yeah. Oh, and who is going to be on Celebrity Apprentice?
And Cops.
Really?
well.
Wait, no, that's where he's going to be on. Never mind, he's not in rehab. It's Celebrity Apprentice.
You guys are forgetting Bobby Sherman.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's right. Now, I mean,
who?
I was aware of these. They weren't my teen idols or anything like that.
I know who Paul's teen idol was.
Who?
Oh my gosh. I get a blank.
Come on.
Ricky Nelson. Ozzie and Harriet Nelson.
Wait. I was going to go a little farther back. It was probably.
Roy Rogers?
He's probably
not
thinking of
farther back.
Gene Autry?
Charlie
Chaplin.
Liberace's pretty.
Little Rascal.
On the good ship. Lollipop.
Yeah, that's his idol.
Shirley Temple.
There you go.
Hey, she was hot to trot.
Oh my God, that's awful, Ron. She's like 5 years old in those movies.
As an adult, she looks hot to trot. I mean, now.
Don't say that about kindergartners.
America's Sweetheart.
I was talking about her now. I mean, have you seen her recently?
No.
I have.
She became an ambassador. I forget to what country, but at any rate, Shirley Temple.
Hey, here. I'm going to give you guys one opportunity to give you my idol growing up in as the elementary school. Who do you guys think I liked? And come on, Big John, come on with these funny people that you're going to throw at me. But let's see if anybody can guess it. And I'll give you clues in a couple of minutes.
Good idea.
As you guys start guessing. Mine is a well-known singer. And she is one. No.
No?
Remember, I was born in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking 70 girls, 80, early 80s.
Paula Abdul.
This was my first idol, the first girl I fell in love with.
Not Paula Abdul.
I had the biggest crush on her. The biggest crush on her.
Oh, this is going to be someone I know for sure.
Wow, I can't think.
What's the first letter of her last name?
No letters. No letters. I'll give you a clue in a little second.
All right.
Anybody in the chat room? No, not Marie Osmond. She has no siblings that I know of that, you know, was
Cher,
famous. This one. Who?
Cher.
No.
Joan Jett.
No. Okay. The thing that really got me hooked into her was that she was in a famous movie and blew my socks off when I saw her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. I couldn't help myself when Big John says yeah. Elvira.
I saw it, too. You know, she has got nice boobs. I remember watching her just for the boobs.
Elton John.
I was a kid.
Cupcake says Cyndi Lauper.
No, John. Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, my God. Okay, back.
Remember, I gave the clue.
Give me the
she
clue again.
In a movie. The movie she was in.
Oh,
kind of blew my socks
John.
Up.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Ben wins.
Oh,
yeah, I had the biggest crush on Living in Newton John.
She was pretty
hot. I so wanted to see her in those black leotards. I mean,
yep.
black things for the longest time. So she's my idol. Then in Chrisley Brinkley.
Oh, yeah.
Chrisley Brinkley. I had her poster on the wall.
I knew they would be blondes, but I couldn't.
The one with
think
the red Ferrari?
Lisa,
no, it was her in a, like a brown.
Good one, Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, she was good too. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of hers till she got
older. Oh,
come on!
I mean, back then you didn't get to see erect nipples.
I'm
sorry. Oh, Paul, you're so bad.
Yes.
But, yeah, living in Newton Johns, I had the biggest. In high school, in elementary school, all of us would stay and do during recess, we would perform Grease and do all the songs, and I had the 8-track, and I had the record, and you know, I bought puzzles and the posters on the wall of her. She was the idol. And then my other idol was Ryan Sandberg. So that's my two.
So you were hopelessly devoted to her, huh?
Good one.
Thanks.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
What you did, Ben?
What's that?
See what you did.
You know what song I loved, though? It was,
I got chills, that multiplying, and I know, losing control.
I love that one myself.
Oh, was that you or Cherry singing?
Cherry.
That was me.
It was Cherry.
I don't
Bob,
do
did you have to grab your nuts to get up that high?
I know. I know who Paul's American Idol is. I got it. You ready? You guys ready?
Yep.
Lawrence Welk.
Oh. Crank.
Ron.
The
Ron.
Machine.
My grandma loved him. We used to have to watch him every Saturday night.
Hey,
you know,
my grandma
I lived
did
with my
too.
Grandma. Oh my gosh. Oh, I know another American Idol for Paul. No, this is Cherry's American Idol. You ready? You ready for Cherry's American Idol? Tiny bubbles.
Oh god.
Tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tips.
John Ho.
Not hardly.
No, I have a feeling Cherry Garcia was a deadhead since her name is Cherry Garcia.
You think?
Hey, 603, if you want to talk, please push 1. Not you, Ben.
No, that was a friend of mine listening in.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Michelle, now that you're back in the chat room, We're taking out a survey. Is Justin Bieber, or whatever his last name is, is he an idol, or is he just eye candy for girls? Okay, let's talk about this. What other people are idols right now? And do we want? I mean, is that what American Idol should American Idol look for a new type of idol, or should? Or should they, kind of find somebody that's like already one other? And Lisa, the Von Erichs were awesome.
See, that's why everybody had to watch Lawrence Welk on Saturday nights, because they had to calm down after getting all worked up after watching
wrestling
earlier in the day. I know my grandmother. That was her thing on Saturdays, was watching wrestling. And she'd pull the chair up right in front of the TV and scream and yell at the TV. And that was the only day of the week you'd ever hear her cuss. And she'd scream and cuss at the TV. You know, it was great watching her do that. You know, she'd get all riled up.
Okay, now you guys got me thinking about my mom today. And because I went and saw her today. And
cool.
And she, we were sitting there and they were feeding her and we were trying to get her to talk. And I was trying to explain to her that the Bears are in the playoffs, but I don't know
the
if
Bears.
They're not going through. But I mentioned that she almost got ran over by Brian Urlacher you know, when she was, you know, at one of the training camps. And what happened was, she started to talk about it a little bit.
Cool.
And it was really cool to, you know, that she sparked up a little bit when she got into the whole, you know, the train thought that we were talking football, and we were talking about people that sat, you know, and watched wrestling. My mom used to sit and wait for Dad to come home and watch hockey, and she would, you know, watch the Blackhawks, Dave Mattis, the redhead. I'm losing a blank right now, but, you know, and we would, you know, and then when I came along, you know, she supported me 100% when it comes to sports. But you know what? She loved them as much. And to sit her, I mean, when she met, when we met, like, the Bushwhackers, and she got her head rubbed by them, it was so cute. And it's just, you know, it's just, you know, something that.
So she started kind of taking you to sports events as a young boy.
It was my whole family did that, but I mean, she really did. Yeah, I mean, she
by doing that,
me.
She started becoming a bigger fan. Is that what you think happened?
Not a bigger fan, but she became a fan. I mean, she went to. I don't know if I've ever told you. She went to a White Sox game before I was born. They would go to see the White Sox game, but she went with Jackie D. Shannon, you know, my mm-hmm. godmother, and
right.
they were in the newspapers. They were sitting out there on the opening day, waiting to get in, and her, my aunt, and Jackie got a picture, and it was in the Tribune.
Nice.
And I mean, she was always into sports, but I think when I came along, she really backed me up, and she really became, you know, she was just a great, you know, and somebody said my mom, she probably was my idol, you know, but she was more than an idol. I even told her today, I said, I wish she would talk to me. I need my mammy. So,
I love hearing you tell your stories about your mom, Ron.
My mom's such an important person to me. I mean, if David Letterman could talk about his mom,
yeah.
You know, why can't I talk about my mom? That's what I say. Hey, I think Michelle's on the phone line, so let me pick her up. Let's see if Michelle will talk now.
Oh, you got me? Hey, what's going on, people? Hi, Ron.
All right,
oh,
that's enough. Cut her off.
I don't know who
okay,
else is there.
Okay, cut her off. The loser of the debate. Plus, she was two-timing me.
What's a loser? Why did Steven Tyler so rock it out? I mean, come on. You can't tell me that you didn't actually enjoy watching him critique and enjoy.
I told you I was with you. Remember,
I know.
I was forced.
I know. You know.
I was
you
forced
to
take
loser thing.
I was forced to take the wrong side. Because I knew I was hoping you would want it. I was hoping you were a Simon head.
If you know anything about me, do you honestly think that this personality coming through
no.
the phone and this voice would have, you know?
No,
yeah.
No. Honestly, I was hoping the person that would call in would have been a Simon head. But when you called in, I kind of assumed that I probably was going to be stuck if I didn't get somebody to go against you.
Yeah, we were trying to get Cupcake, but she kind of like chickened out.
Oh, Cupcake's
so
you really missed it. It was really good.
I'm sorry.
I think it was one of the best segments I came up with lately. And, you know, let me do this real quick because I want to plug them. If you guys think of a segment and you guys want to throw it my way, and we'll try to figure out a way to pull it off. I'm coming up with new ones, and we'll, you know, like I said, I'm trying to keep the show fresh and not a same old shit. I don't want to be called a chat because it's really not a chat.
Yeah.
But Michelle, you got...
Oh man, I keep getting bumped out of the room. What the heck?
Huh?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I stepped away from the mic for a second. Somebody else talk. I can't do it right now.
Has anybody talked to Michelle Costa at all today? Or yesterday?
I have
no. I was going to ask the same thing, Ben, if she's posted or anybody's talked to her. I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'm just wondering if she got settled in okay.
What was it I saw? It seemed like I saw something from her yesterday. Like she landed or something like that.
Oh, good.
But I can't remember. Like, I thought I saw her say something like, you
she
know,
did.
She
was like
she
an hour to the next destination or something.
Oh, okay.
I thought I saw that too.
Good.
So, yeah.
I'm working on a backup guest for Monday night, just in case you need one. So,
yeah,
I've already secured one. So, going to do a
Monday
show,
night,
right?
I mean, right now the shows are day to day, you know. But but we can, yeah. I mean, you can help me out on that. But
okay.
I might have to cancel it, you know, because of health or. Yeah, so, I mean, just whenever anybody, you know, like you, if you just tell your guests or the person that, you know, it might be canceled last minute due to health
won't
reasons.
Be a problem. Get them back.
And
right.
That's what we need to start doing. And I'm going to, like I said, Sunday night with me and Louie, I'm going to, tomorrow I will look up a number that I've been trying to look up for the past week. And, and give a call. And if you missed my news this week, I got another email from the this reality show that wants me to start covering their new reality show coming out on Hulu. It's an internet-based show. It's made by the creators of The Amazing Race, and they personally have told me that I will have exclusive stories and. Nice. Interviews. So, tomorrow, got to get my letter written to them back and say, you know, yep, let's hook it up. I'm not going to tell you guys the show yet. I'm going to keep that quiet, but it's by the creators of The Amazing Race. And again, like we were talking about the other night when we were talking about it, you know, by you guys in the chat room, you know, we don't know who's listening because this person listened to the show.
Yeah.
I know they
listened to
the show.
And could be a guest in the chat room.
Yeah, there could be a guest in the chat room. So watch. I mean, really try to. You know, I'm not asking you guys to, you know, be stumped on the logs, but you know, we never know who's watching.
I'm in trouble.
Another. Oh, we know CBS is always talking.
But because. I know for a fact they've been watching because in the first letter, they say you don't know where Bears fans are. They're among us all. So, I mean, I have a clue who I think could told them about. Told about the show, and I'm not going to say the person's name, but I have like two or three ideas that maybe somebody, you know, gave them a heads up about me that might be a Bears fan among us.
A Bears.
I think it's S34022. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh my God, is it Jeff?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, it's you know. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, this person was I laughed. Remember, I don't read it all. No, not Chief Seuss. You're okay. I never see anything from you. Last night I called into. Let me do a plug for these guys again. The VRO. And I was not going to call in. And Enzo pops on, and they were talking football. And he goes, I think I want the Packers to win.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, those are fighting words. So I wanted to tell him thank you for, you know, tweeting me anyways. And this is another. And so I called in and I said, Enzo, I got a bone to pick with you, buddy. I said, the Bears. Big John, I only meet people that use words that are inappropriate. Sorry, just to clarify that.
What did he do now?
Nothing. I'm just telling him why I muted him.
We got a great group.
Yep, true.
Anyway,
I have a question.
Let me finish my story about Enzo.
Okay.
So I mean, Enzo kind of like was like, Enzo was kind of like, you know, we and him, we went at each other. And then he asked me how I was feeling, and I told him, you know, that's one reason I called in. Thank you, you know, for, you know, checking on me and everything. And what really, really blessed me was that he said that, you know, I'm part of the family, you know, I'm part of the reality family. I'm part of the, you know, the Big Brother family. And just to hear from somebody like Enzo, who just came out of the house, you know, just this year, you know, I've been told that by other, you know, house guests too, that, you know, been out for a little while, knew me for a little while, but to be heard from Enzo, that just really blew my mind off. You know what I mean? And I do want to give him a little shout out for that reason.
Meow, meow.
Yeah. It was really sweet. So, what was your question, Jerry?
Did you? I didn't realize that you weren't through with your story, so I apologize.
It's okay.
Did anyone happen to see the clip on TV today? They've been showing it all over TV of the woman walking through the mall texting.
Yeah.
And she walked right into the fountain or the.
I be honest with you, Cherry, I can't believe they're still showing it. They first showed it probably a week ago, but
oh yeah,
you just now saw it.
It's hitting the big time now.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It was in Philadelphia?
Berkshire.
Well, now
Mall,
apparently she's got an attorney and is threatening to sue.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, she's threatening to sue. But they just found out that she really needs the money because she was arrested for stealing her coworkers' credit cards. So the drama really goes on here.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Like,
good Lord.
It just, the story goes from her just falling into the fountain while texting to getting attorneys to sue. Because apparently the mall cops there are all hired and work for a private company, and nobody's supposed to take any film out of there.
Right.
And nobody's admitting to putting it on YouTube. And so her attorney is trying to get to the bottom of who put it on YouTube and to sue them. And now they found out that she is trying to sue because she really needs the money because she's been brought up on charges of theft for stealing her coworkers' credit cards. So,
kind of a gray area. You're in a public place.
How can this story get any deeper?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a public place and something like that happens, you know, expect to see yourself on YouTube. So, good luck with that lawsuit. She ain't going anywhere.
I know. That's the era we live in now.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I want to say something that Sue asked Enzo last night, too, and I want to bring it up here. And what it was she asked him if he would ever think about doing porn. And he said no, he wouldn't. No, but he said no.
And, I wonder what he'd say if he wasn't married with children.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why he said no. I mean, and like she said, it really brought my respect for him. I gained major respect for him last night, too, Sue's. So, hey, Michelle, you're being quiet over there.
Well, I don't like Enzo. I'm sorry. You could say that he's not doing porn, but every time he turned around, he was whacking his jack. So, you know.
That's different.
Well, I mean, really, what's the difference? He's being viewed on television. What's the difference between that and porn except for a couple of pieces of clothing?
Hmm. Good point.
You know, we'll use that for another day. debate. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, that's a good debate. No, that really is a good debate.
It is.
And if anybody could ever come up with a good debate topic, to send it my way. I do want to talk about this real quick because, okay, you guys, there's one junkie. Okay, I want to do a show next week, maybe Tuesday or the Thursday show, on this subject. And I'm looking for people that has been on one of these shows. So if anybody knows of anybody that has ever been on a court case show, like Judge Judy, People's Court.
Does sitting in the audience
Joe
now?
Brown.
Yeah, you know what? If they've sit in the audience, I would count, but I really would like to have a defendant because I want to hear some stories about what goes on while the show is, you know, what do they say to them and more details, you know.
So what you're saying
like
is, like, what you're saying is you'd like to get Rennie on.
That was so strange.
Why?
Oh, Ron, you didn't, I don't know when this aired or whether you knew about it, but she, all of a sudden people are saying, oh my God, I'm sure Rennie was just on Judge Joe, wait a minute, which one was she on?
She was on, it was a fake one.
America's Court with.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name.
The Knife for
Judge.
Knife?
No,
or
I
is it the new one? Is it the new one, the American
one?
No,
it's completely acting. It's completely fake. It's not nowhere near comparison to, like, you know, Judy or Marilyn Mignon or even Pirro. I mean, it's really, or Brown. It's really completely fake.
Okay, because there's this new one, and this guy I'm about ready. I think I found Judge Judy's perfect mate. And that is, his name is Kevin Ross, and he does a show, I think it's called American Court.
That's it.
Rennie was on.
That's it. That's the one that she was on, American Courts or something like that. The Great American Courts?
Well, no, this is just American Court. And this is a
real
case.
That's what Rennie was on.
But this was a real one. I mean, this is you really get sued in this one.
At least you
Ron,
thought it was real.
Are you hearing me say this? I'll find the clip and I'll send the link to you. She was on his show.
It's called American Court TV.
Yeah, I saw it.
Let me see if it's the same one.
Did you just look?
Find it.
I got it.
See it. Pop it in the chat room. Let's see.
All right, hang on. I got the link, but
let me see if I still have it.
Who's the judge with the baseball bat?
It's Eye for an Eye.
Oh, that's Eye for an Eye? Okay. That one's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, he's, what's his name? I can't remember. And then the other thing I want to look for is if you've been on a game show.
Oh, my God,
like
I still qualify.
So, like, The Price is Right.
Me too.
Or Wheel of Fortune. Or why do you qualify? What game show were you on?
No,
I want you to be a contestant for this one.
Okay, no, I didn't get casted as a contestant for The Price is Right. I got they do a whole cast process. But I was in the top runnings. And I was beat out by somebody that didn't have an accent like mine.
Oh. Because there was this guy from Cleveland I was going to look for. He was on just last week on Friday. Cleveland, Tennessee. And I just think it would be cool to have somebody come on.
True.
I know Parker's been on it. But
who can answer this question? I happened to go by the Price is Right the other day, and what's that thing on top of Drew's head?
Huh?
I don't watch.
What, you got a, what has he got a wig on now?
It looks like some kind of weird hair. Some kind of, I don't know what it is.
I didn't see
him,
it.
What the hell happened to Drew? You know, because didn't he used to be kind of like, not really balding, but, you know, he always, like, kept it real short and cropped, and now this is, like, it almost looks like David Letterman's hair.
Probably it's called a toupee.
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks, I'll have to pay attention.
Yeah, next time you see Price is Right, just check out his
hair.
Well,
I watch it every...
What's up.
I watch it every day, usually, now. It's my...
Oh, well, see, I only watch it... I watch it, like, once every 3 or 4 years, so I don't tune in that often. You know, so for me, it was a shock.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
You know,
who's
you
this
know
guy?
What?
He looks like Drew, but...
All right,
I
got
I think
it.
I
just
saw Big
found
John.
It, too.
I think I saw Big John on a TV show.
Really?
You know,
which
it,
one?
Yeah.
Each of
Cops.
Oh,
it was
Cops.
Cops. Yeah, I mean, it was in Vegas. And he was trying to pick up a prostitute, but the bad part about
God.
it wasn't a female prostitute. It was a transsexual prostitute.
Did
so
he know?
I mean,
could you tell?
And what?
Could he have told? Can you tell? Could he tell?
I don't know. They booked him. They booked him for soliciting. You know,
solicitation with bad taste.
Yeah.
Brian, did you see the link?
Yeah, I'm about ready to click it because we got 2 minutes left. But
yeah, I gotta jump out. My phone's starting to beep. I've been on the thing with work and all kinds of people all night, so I gotta.
Hey,
I gotta
that
hop
is
off.
The show.
What's that?
This is the show, I think.
Is it?
Don't tell me these guys are fake. No, this is a real show.
No.
Look at her name and tell us that's not running.
Franklin Bell alleges he slipped and fell in his neighbor's backyard and that she should cover his medical bills. He's suing for $7,500. Julia Morgan denies that the plaintiff actually sustained...
Julia.
On her property.
Yeah, Julia.
Do you think it's her real name?
No.
That's not Rennie.
Oh, my God, Ron. It is Rennie.
Is it?
Yes.
$7,500. You're suing for out-of-pocket earnings.
Wait till you hear her talk. It's absolutely Rennie.
Ms. Morgan's backyard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so, Mr. Bell, tell me what happened.
All right, first of all, we're neighbors, and I'm an electrician, and I do a lot of work for Ms. Morgan.
As soon as she speaks, you'll know it's Rennie.
Yep, I mean, she does have a one-of-a-kind voice.
Wait, wait.
Yes, there's no doubt.
Installed a hot tub for Ms. Morgan. Yes, well, I installed the lighting around. I did the work on the...
Has she came out and said it was fake?
I don't know anybody that's actually discussed it with her, but...
Well, because I watch this every night at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
I watch it at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's great.
No, listen to me. No, what it is I'm a,
just before
I
you
turn
go to
it
bed?
On. I turn it. No, I'm usually up.
I would never tell anybody.
All right, now you know it's her.
Oh, that's her.
You can tell, like, it's all totally rehearsed. Because she, like, goes to speak, and then she stops, and then the other guy cuts in.
Oh, poor
now you just ruined this court case.
I'm so sorry.
So.
I'm sorry.
He was so excited. My new show.
I mean, you know. You
I hate this guy. That guy, he's a punk. I don't like him at all. The cases down there, they can't be actors. No, I don't believe you. I until I hear it from Rennie's mouth, I'm not going to believe you.
Tweet her. See if she'll answer you.
I'm going to Facebook her.
Yeah, she's more on Facebook than on Twitter.
Now,
yeah,
I stopped following her on Twitter.
Just see. Ask her if her real name is.
I know
Matt,
we lost
Julia
the
Brown.
Chat room. Somebody say goodnight from us up here, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump out. This thing's beeping, so.
Okay, Ben. Have a good night.
Guys, have a great night. And,
bye.
I will talk to you on Saturday. I mean
good
Sunday.
Night, Ben.
Bye, bye, guys.
Huh.
I'm sorry, Ron.
So, No. I think you're wrong though.
Okay,
but,
I want you to. I want to be wrong for you, you know. But I sort of know what they kind of do on all some of these production stuff.
I mean, I can picture. No, I mean, I can picture. Okay. Let me just put it this way. This one just does not seem to be, like, a fake one, you know what I mean? By what I've seen of it, you know what I mean? And but now that I've seen this clip, now you've got me questioning it. You understand?
I know, it's the whole Santa Claus thing. I know.
No. I mean, so, okay, is Judge Judy fake?
No, Judy is real, Emiliana is real, Alex used to be real, Piero was real, Brown is real, but the other ones, Mathis, I rarely watched him. I know on the divorce courts, there was a lot of like acting and embellishment, you know, but they, you know, everyone gets compensation, and it doesn't come out of the other person's wallet that they're actually going against. It's the TV show pays them. So when Marilyn says, "All right, you win, defendant, $1,000," it doesn't come out. You know, it doesn't come out of the plaintiff, or it doesn't come out of the defendant. It comes from the show. All the shows are like that.
Don't they have to pay?
No. Did I just like if you have TiVo or DVR at the end of the shows? Hit pause and read the credits, and it'll say it right there. I was in the audience for Mignon. And
oh, then we're definitely going to have to let's find us some past people, and let's do a show on that.
But I mean, you know, I mean, once when you're home and you've got nothing else to do, you kind of like say, "All right, let me see," and you say, "Hey, wait, you know, I can get tickets." And when you see the tickets, you'll see it. It'll say, you know, all these parties, you know, have agreed that, you know, so and so is not going to go after so and so, and this is going to be the end of it. And you know, they get compensated for their time here. So if they were awarded $1,000, they might not get all of that. They might get $500 of it. That's why a lot of times the defendants aren't that pissed off when the case is over.
Okay, what happens if they both lose?
They get I don't know if they get flown in, only because I was like right there and I lived a lot closer, so I went to the studio. So I don't know if these people get flown in, but I know for a fact that if you have a small claims court case and it's somewhat of a popular case, they will actually find you. And I won't delve into why I know that. I'm just going to let you know that I know that for a fact.
No, I know that, too.
Okay.
I've heard that.
You don't even have to apply and say, yeah, I got something I want to, you know, put in small claims court and I want to be on TV and I waive all my rights. They'll come to you and say, hey, we heard about this case. Are you interested in, like, settling on TV and we'll pay you?
Michelle, on
okay.
The case, on the one that he's talking about, though, on America's,
right.
Doesn't it say on there that the people are fictional?
I didn't. All I did was see that one clip. I don't watch that one, so I would have to go back and watch it.
I believe somebody said that if you watch the
credits,
that it says that the people are fictional.
Probably.
So, Ron, if you watch the credits roll, watch for that on the credits and see if you see where it says that the people on there are fictional.
The court cases are...
The cases might be real, but the people are fictional.
No, I mean, yeah,
right.
The cases are real, but
right.
The names have been changed to hide identities. You are watching Dragnet.
Right.
Paul, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yay!
He's got quiet on us. That's the only reason I said that. Did you know this, Paul?
No, and I actually tweeted about it, and Ronnie tweeted me back and kind of embarrassed me, saying that, didn't you know these are not real, Paul?
On Twitter for the world to see.
Exactly.
Sorry,
Paul.
Oh, man.
He actually ended up pulling the first tweet, but I saw it, and I said, too late, Ronnie. I already saw it. And he said, yeah, I read that and thought people might take it the wrong way. I'm sorry, Paul.
Oh, my gosh. Now you guys are all going to tell me wrestling's fake. What's next?
Oh.
I bet you the NFL is fixed too.
Right.
No, that's baseball, because the Cubs never win. It must be somebody fixing it. No, wrestling is real, guys. I'm sorry.
We'll give you that one, okay?
It's real because, listen to me, I've always said this, it's real because they actually do fight each other, but it's fake when it comes to, it's scripted. You understand? So it's like one of those things that I've always, you know, I don't like the term fake, because fake, in my opinion, means nothing actually, you know, like, you know what I mean?
No.
Those chairs really do get broken.
So, there is violence actually that happens, what I'm trying to say. So, that's just my two cents on that. But I know it's fake.
I heard The Miz is actually up there in the wrestling world now. Is that
he's
true?
The world champion.
He really is
the world champion, huh?
Yeah.
No kidding. Go from a reality show up to the world champion of wrestling, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
how cool is that? Congrats to him.
So
you gotta get him on the show, Ryan.
If you can get a hold of him, more power to you.
I bet.
So. Guys, let me hang up, and we'll talk to you over the weekend. And Michelle, thank you for calling in. Ben, thank you for calling in. Paul, thank you for calling in. Cherry, thank you for calling in. Ron, thank you for calling in.
Anne-Marie,
thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For all the chat rumors, everyone that listens to the podcast. And we'll see you Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Night, Ron.
I'm hoping football's over with
then.
Because the second playoff game should be over by then. So I'll talk to Louie about it, you know, what we're going to do. But I'm going to try to contact one person to see if I can get him to pop on. But I'm going to kind of, if I'm not going to say who it is until probably after the Bears game. So I'm hoping to get a hold of him this week, because I'd like him to pop on after the Bears game if we win. So, but
I
if we lose, I'm not going
to. I guess I'm rooting for the Bears. I don't watch football, though. But I'll root for the Bears.
Better
just
root
be
for
run.
The Bears. Everyone root for the Bears. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Bye, Jerry.
Good night.
Bye, Paul. Bye, Ron.
Bye-bye, Michelle.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Beth.
No.
Good night, Sue Ellen.
Let me see if I have an intro to this.